This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You have a new text message.
Yes, we do.
You have a new text message.
Woo! Text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. This is where you get to pretty much plan the show. You have some problem in your life. What can we solve for you today with text roulette? All you have to do is text it in 414-432-1099. And text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Let's spin the wheel.
Let's
see what number we land on. Are we reading your question on the air?
41.
You got to go way back for that.
I do. Refreshing.
And a bunch just came in the last 5 minutes, too.
Okay, here it is. This is perfect for today. Because it's Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
My wife said no gifts for Valentine's Day. Do I listen? Perfect text today.
Is your wife me? Is this my husband? Is that the number that sent it in? Because after the washer and dryer we were forced to buy, I said no gifts. No gifts for Valentine's Day.
I heard the same thing. We had to put a down payment on my daughter's college fund at Herzing. And Jess is like, don't buy me anything. Because we had to pay a lot of money.
Jess and I are cut from the same cloth, and I absolutely love it.
Happy Valentine's Day. Your kid's going to college.
Okay, so for the person that sent this message in, and we don't know if it's a guy or a girl, my wife said, what, no gifts for Valentine's Day. Do I listen?
Yeah. Do I listen? Yeah.
You listen, sort of.
What do you
this
mean?
This is where you need to be creative. You need to think about those gifts that don't cost any money. For example, you could make with a printer in red colored font, print an IOU or like a love certificate or something for a back massage or a foot massage or to be used on a later date.
Sure.
I'll take the kids out of the house. You get the house all to yourself. Something like that. She will absolutely lose her mind and love because it's thoughtful. You're still giving a gift. It's not spending any money. It's creative.
Are you sure?
That's the best route. I'm 100% sure.
Maybe even go a step further.
Clean the house. Do something like that.
Some
kind of act of service that she would love.
Or go to a 3D printer and maybe, you know, print out a heart with that little other message in there.
There you go. So no gifts just means a gift that costs a lot of money. They don't want a gift that's going to cost any money.
Maybe,
you can still come up with something creative.
Heartfelt.
There you
feelings.
Go.
Get it out there. 414-432-1099. Call or text the Siding Unlimited text line. What would you say? My wife said, no gifts for Valentine's Day. Do I listen? Instead of spending a lot of money on gifts, do something fun and exciting and different. My wife loves scratchers.
Oh, yeah, the scratch-offs.
Scratch-offs, okay.
They cost, what, maybe a dollar each?
I would hide them around the house and she'd go on a treasure hunt. She'd be so excited. At least also leave sticky notes. Getting hotter, colder, lots of fun. That is from Benjamin Bryan.
We love when you give yourselves nicknames. And also, here's a text from, because they said their name, Old Soul Joan.
All right, Old Soul Joan.
Says, Elizabeth, I agree. Thank you for that, Old Soul Joan. Your wife wants to be remembered, not to go in debt.
We're already in debt.
Be romantic, too. A single rose, maybe.
Okay.
These are creative and fun ideas. And you all have an advantage with the internet. Go to Google.
What
go to
ChatGPT. Perfect.
And you can put something romantic together with the help of that as well. So you can still make it a great Valentine's Day. And for the mixer that sent that question in, a lot of people probably go through that. Radar and I both just said that my husband, no presents.
No presents.
No,
we
presents.
Just had to make a down payment on my kid's school for college, another semester. So it's like, don't buy anything expensive. Okay. But what do I do?
But still do something thoughtful.
Maybe the scratch-offs or something like that. Just get her a chocolate bar or a small plushie candy. There's another text that just came in. Chocolate bar. Chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate. Yeah?
Right?
Yeah,
something
there little. You go.
The scratchers
perfect.
Are great, though, because if we're talking about money, they might win big, and then it's going to be an excellent Valentine's Day.
There you go.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.